You're listening to another life-transforming message from C3 Church San Diego. For more information on our church, go to c3sandiego.com.
Are you guys ready for Super Bowl Sunday right here? You might be thinking, especially if you're new, what the heck is going on in here? Here's what happened. We have a pastor from Australia. The first thing he did, he started seeing things in people. Started seeing talents in people. And he started calling those talents out of people. See, I was raised in a church. I heard the same pastor preach every Sunday. It was great. But in this house, man, you can't stay comfortable long. Because he's looking for someone to get up who can pray. Get up and drop a communion message, a tithe message. And the greatest thing I've seen about our pastor, he wants to raise and release. Raise and release. And this morning we had three different Connect leaders get up here and drop a bomb. The Holy Spirit was here. God was moving. We had people coming forward receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. An altar was full of people that were hungry for more of what God was going to do in their life. And you know who God used? Connect leaders that have never preached a word, but they've been faithful. See, when you're faithful with what God gives you, he knows he can trust you with much. And what I saw was so beautiful this morning. See, we wrote down a bunch of names on a sheet of paper that God highlighted, and we prayed over them. And you know what? We had more names that we could ask up in this pulpit than we had slots to. And we could go all afternoon with the names that God has put in this church where there's something special on the inside of you. And you guys are about to hear three people. And let me tell you, how many of you know just getting up and, you know, I used to be afraid of silent prayer. It's true. And now I'm up here cracking bad jokes. But I tell you that because there's people that start somewhere, but you have someone that believes in you, that sees more. That's the heart of C3. See, there's connect leaders that have been multiplying their connect groups. And it's not always fun to split off a connect group to send four or five people out to start another one, but that's good fruit. That's called discipleship. It's when we can reproduce great leaders, and that's what we're doing. How do we take another campus? We reproduce great leaders out of this campus. How do we take Escondido campus? We reproduce great leaders. How do we keep multiplying? Because of you sitting here, and God gets on the inside of you, and something comes back to life. And then you never thought about it, man. I've been a chiropractor my whole life, selling crack for a living. And don't take that out of context. I don't want to get a bad reputation, but listen. I grew up, my grandpa was a pastor. My uncle was a pastor. I said, I wanted none of that. But God changes your heart. And then when your pastor tells you to step up, it's time to, you just do it faithfully. And to see all of you in this house, you know, it's coming. There will be a time where you might come in and worship. It might be uncomfortable for you because it's like, wow, that's pretty rowdy worship. Next thing you know, you're like, what is going on with myself? That's how it starts. You might say, I don't know how to pray out loud. That was a little crazy this morning, watching everybody pray for each other until you need a miracle. And then you realize, I'm going to start praying. See, God's planting seeds and the Holy Spirit's moving over this whole congregation. And you just got to reach up and grab that seed and get it planted. So I'm really excited to announce our three speakers. And then they're just going to do a mic handoff and a mic handoff and a mic handoff. But the culture of this church is we're going to shout them down. We're going to cheer them on. Because you think they're nervous? The good news, God brings supernatural peace. Because it could be you ass next time. So I want to stand on our feet and welcome these. Tobias, stand up. You're going to be preaching. Katie Holmes, stand up. You'll be preaching. Right here, Miss Thean, right here. Let's go. Tammy Thiel, these are our three. Woo! Who's starting us off? Come on up. Share it on. Let's give it up, church. Come on.
Girl 2 years ago that actually used to be afraid to pray in front of my kids would be up here speaking to you today. But first of all, I want to give honor to our amazing pastors, Dr. Matt and Michaela Hubbard. Nate and I have gotten the honor of getting to know you guys a little bit over the past year or so, and we just can't say enough great things about you. We love both of you so much, and we're so inspired by both of you. So for those of you that don't know me, I am married to the most handsome, intelligent man right there, Mr. Nate Holmes. And when I actually found out I was speaking today, I went to Nate. I was actually terrified. So I went and told him, and he goes, "That's great, babe. The one thing that I ask is that you stand up there and give me all the honor today." But for real, we have four kids together. Yes, you heard me right. Four kids. Three girls, one boy. There should be a picture coming up soon. All four of my kids right now are actually... Yes, there they are. So all four of them right now are actually back in Kids Church with our amazing kids team. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to get the chance to get up here and stand and speak to you guys today. So I want to make sure that I honor them and give them a shout out today. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 1. Woo! All right, 13, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders." So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. Now, skipping down to verse 26, this is after the 12 spies went to check out the promised land and came back. So they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. "We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev, the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan." Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." Now skipping down a little bit, last one, chapter 14, verse 6, Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of, no clue how to pronounce that, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." So the title of my message today is Do Not Be Afraid. So these 12 spies, they come back after 40 days of checking out the promised land, and 10 of them come back and they give the worst report ever. They say, yes, it's beautiful. Yes, it's amazing. Yes, it's flowing with milk and honey, but we can't go there. We don't belong there. And then Joshua and Caleb, they stand up and they testify and say, no, you know, there may be mountains that we're going to have to cross. There may be giants, but we are called to go. How many of you are Joshua and Caleb today? So at the beginning of this year, Nate and I knew that Vision Weekend was coming up. And so we started talking a little bit about our visions this year and our goals. And we were praying about them and writing things down. And one morning I got up and I was just praying and asking God, like, God, what are your visions for me this year? I know what my visions are and I know what my goals are, but what are you wanting for me? And I remember so vividly him saying to me, Kelsey, I want you to step out. I've been calling you to step out. So I said, all right, God, you know, I'll put this on my vision card and I'll do the best that I can. That was my initial thought, right? You know, and last year for Nate and I, it actually was a really tough year for us. We had started a business the year prior, but last year our business just wasn't growing. It was kind of staying stagnant. Our finances, we were financially struggling worse than we'd ever struggled before. Our house was so chaotic and we were up, down, and all over the place. You know, we felt like we were doing everything right. We were serving every week and tithing and praying and reading our Bibles. And we'd sit there sometimes just bawling, asking God, God, what is going on? What is wrong? What are we missing? What are you wanting us to see that we're not doing? So you know, on paper, everything looked great. And we thought, okay, yes, we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. But in reality, we actually weren't there 100%. We'd come and we'd serve every week, but we didn't want to go one step above. And even though we'd have leaders that would come to us and ask us to step out, we'd automatically say no. So instead of praying about it, instead of believing for God to open up that capacity for us, we'd just say no. We felt like maybe that would be too much for our family, or right now because of our business, we would be taking on too much. So, you know, I remember just praying a couple weeks ago and believing for prosperity in our business this year, and believing for breakthrough in our marriage and just a peace over our house. And God sat there and spoke to me and said, Kelsey, how do you expect me to build your house 100% if you're not building my house 100%? So for me, that was a wow moment for me. And I thought, dang it, God, you're so right. So I decided that day that I would make a commitment to not only God, but to myself, to actually step out when called to, and to do it with faith and not with fear. So I kid you not, though, 5 days later, my phone rings, and I get a phone call asking Nate and I to step out and take on a little bit more at church. And I actually kind of laughed a little bit, like thinking, God, your sense of humor is so on point right now. And I told her, I said, okay, you know, let me talk to Nate about it. Let me pray about it. We'll get back to you on Sunday. This is 2 days after. So I hang up the phone. Nate comes upstairs, and I tell him the conversation we had, and then he kind of laughs a little bit. And he goes, all right. So we drop everything we're doing, and we just start praying. And I remember opening us up in prayer and just praying and asking God, God, is this where you're wanting us to serve? Is this where you're wanting us to step out? And here he goes again, Kelsey. Remember that commitment you just made to me 5 days ago? Well, here's your chance to actually prove it to me. So, needless to say, we didn't need to go on much longer in our prayer. We had our answer right there. I didn't even wait till Sunday to call her back and say, yes, we will step out. We will do it faithfully. We will not do it in fear, and we will do it 100%. So, and it felt like overnight, our business started doubling. Our marriage started getting restored. There's a sense of peace now covering my household. And our fear is just so, not our fear, our faith. Our faith is so much greater now. Now, I don't know what you guys are going through today, and, you know, I don't know what your situation looks like, but what I do know is that whatever you're struggling with, if you just take that little step forward, God will bless you so much. Instead of feeling fearful, I know that stepping out in faith will actually change your life. So thank you so much for this opportunity. And I just want to welcome up one of our dearest friends, Mr. Tobias Perdanis.
Let him be a gentleman.
All right. Who doesn't? All right. All right. It really is an honor and privilege to be, you know, a part of C3 and the movement and what we're accomplishing here in this city. When Michaela first asked me if I wanted to speak, I thought she was talking about kids' church. And I was like, you know, right now we're in the Turbos room and I get like a nice picture pass and it tells me what to say on the back of it. And obviously I'm killing it reading the back of the picture pass. And they're like, go speak to some adults. So, you know, but they did say, you know, you got 10 minutes, you know, to do this. So at first that's supposed to be encouraging, but I'm the son of a full-blooded Italian mom, and to speak less is actually more of a challenge than to just read, you know, just let it all out. Just keep talking and going and going and going. So it's, yeah, it'll be a miracle in motion if we finish this thing in 10 minutes. All right, so I'm gonna talk about the three elements or factors to an effective Christian life. We're gonna start here with personal reach, which is the vision that you have. So I'm gonna start with my scripture. Philippians 3:13-14, it says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." That's a pretty awesome scripture. So that's the first element or factor, is you got to have some personal reach. We all got to have a vision in our life. The second factor is we need leaders, which we have some of the most incredible leaders. We've got Jurgen, Leanne. You know, they're speaking faith, hope, encouragement into our worlds. The third factor, which is kind of interesting that we've all kind of touched on it, but it's actually gifts. I believe gifts enable an ordinary people to do extraordinary things for God. I think that there's kind of like right here is us and our abilities, and then there's this huge like canyon, and it's like here's what God is calling us to do. And between that, what bridges the gap is God's gifts in our world. Gift of faith, gift of prophecy. So I'm going to tell you a little story about Jimmy Valvano. Does anybody know Jimmy Valvano? Here we go, two people. All right, so he's this Italian coach, and he's back in the 80s, and he had this dream that he was going to win a college championship. Now, I know it's NFL Sunday, but I like this story, so we're going with basketball. So what you do is there's a ritual when you win the national championship, and that's cutting down the nets. And so what he did is his first day at NC State is he said to his team, "We are going to win the national championship." So he started speaking that faith, that vision. And they would actually dedicate an entire practice to just cutting down the nets. He had to speak that vision into the players that they would know this is where we're going. So he had great reach. The next item that he had was leaders. And at 16, Jimmy went to a basketball camp, and he heard the Reverend Bob Richards say, "The Lord must love ordinary people because he made so many of them." And Jimmy's this Italian, like, you know, passionate guy. And he's like, "Well, that doesn't feel so great." But the Reverend continued and he said, "Every single day in every walk of life, ordinary people accomplish extraordinary things." And he said again, "Ordinary people accomplish extraordinary things." So then we talk about, what about his gifts? You know, he's got this personal reach. He's got this leader. What about his gifts? Jimmy told his father about his dream of winning the national championship. And his dad had no idea what basketball was. He had no idea. But he replied, "My bags are packed. I'll be there." And at one time, Jimmy had visited his family, and his dad took him up to his room. And at his room was his bags packed. And so it became this conversation that Jimmy would say, we're going to win the national championship. And his father would say, my bags are packed. And this happened for 4 years. 4 years it took him, the freshmen, all the way to their seniors, to actually get them to the championship and win. Jimmy said that my father gave me the greatest gift anyone could give another person. He believed in me. All right, so now it's my story. Let's see where we're at. So here's our story. Our story is that we obviously had our first boy, Benton, and then we became pregnant with our second. And we were super stoked on this, but about a month or so into it, we had a miscarriage. And it broke us pretty well. And we, crying. I mean, it was a tough time. And, any time when you value life at conception, you realize you didn't lose tissue. You lost a child. A little stronger. So at church, we went to church that Sunday, and Pastor Leanne said, get a word from God that you can declare over your life, that you can stand on. The first scripture that came to mind was, if God is for us, who or what can be against us? So I would just be declaring that, just walking back and forth every morning in prayer, if God is for us, who or what can be against us? If God is for us. And you're just praying this continually. And the gift that God gave me was the gift of faith to believe his promises. He gave the Holy Spirit to encourage us as well. And sure enough, we did become pregnant again. We have a beautiful boy, Baylor. And, throughout that entire thing. So, kind of wrapping this up, I encourage everyone to have that reach. What are we reaching for? What has God placed in us that we have that reach? What are we going after? Right now, our reach, one of our reaches is to continue to build the C3 Kids team. Just saying, if anybody wants to talk to us afterwards. But not just that, we actually want to see people plugged into church. Beyond just trying to get onto our team, it's actually like a whole team. Like, we're all a part of this, and we're just trying to get people plugged in, because actually when you get plugged in, you accomplish the purposes that God has put inside of you. The next bit is leaders. We've got incredible leaders. Matt and Michaela, our new leaders up here. They're pretty awesome, huh? So let your leaders speak into your world. Like, they actually want to see the God purposes, the God dreams, the God plans accomplished here in your life, here on this earth. And the last one is gifts. Okay, so we've got personal reach, we've got leaders, and we've got gifts. You must recognize and use the gifts that God has given you. And if there's any lack, God says, ask him. If you need wisdom, ask it. If you need faith, ask it. Because he wants to put something in you that's going to take it from your abilities to the God dream. And that's his gifts. We'll accomplish those things in your world. So anyways, thank you so much. And go Pats. I'm going to bring up Tammy up here.
It works. It works. So I'm going to wrap everything up, not knowing what a great message you guys had. Kelsey and Tobias did an awesome, awesome job. And I'm so happy to follow you guys with a message that that I'm going to be giving. And I had no idea I'd even be up here. So thank you for pushing me out of my comfort zone and putting me up here. And if we've been here at the church for 10 and a half years, 10 and a half awesome, awesome years. And if I would have told you, or if anybody would have told me, or Mike, 10 and a half years ago that I'd be on stage talking about budgets and financing, I think he would have laughed. I think I would have laughed because that was my worst subject. Every time Mike would say, okay, it's time to do a budget, I'd go, okay. I'm going to another room. That's not my favorite word. I hate it. You know, I just wanted to, I was in denial. You know, I was thinking that I'm doing fine. You know, I got a job, I'm paying my bills, you know, and I'm giving as much as I can. But God knew that I could do better. So he took me on a journey. So I was praying, okay, what am I supposed to pray about? Am I supposed to pray about being on the high team or any other team? Yes, yes, absolutely. And am I supposed to pray about connect, you know, coming to a connect group? It took us a long time. It took us a couple of years to finally realize that's where we should be, was in connect and growing. But God had a different journey for me. So I was in denial thinking that, okay, I'm always probably going to be paying credit card bills and all of this. It's just normal because that was normal. Everybody buys things, puts it on credit, and so the devil's a liar. He thinks that you should just be in debt. You get what you want, you just go into debt, you pay it off. You have a job, you pay it off. Well, who knows that it's not always that easy and that you're supposed to be doing more than that. You're not supposed to be in debt. The devil is a liar. So I wanted to talk about three things, and I only had one scripture that is close to my heart, and that is Philippians 4:13. You can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. And I put the emphasis on can. You can do it. So my three points, so when I'm asking God what to speak on, it's easy to hear you need to give 10%. But sometimes it's not always that easy. You know, we're all in different stages of our life, different seasons of our life. And so you think, okay, well, I'll just write a check, you know, give 10%. It's not always that easy. So some of us, after you pay all the bills, which is the way I was taught to do things, I wasn't brought up in C3 when I was younger, too bad, but our awesome girls were. So I want hold the mic in the middle. Sorry about that. So anyway, it's not always that easy. So I was always taught, just pay your bills and whatever you got left over, you know, give it to God. That's not the way that it's supposed to be. You're supposed to give to God first. And then, but it's hard when you're maybe in a season of your life, like in the recession, six, you know, years ago, you're in a recession and you can just barely make all your bills and you're told, give 10% first. So that was the tough part. That's where God's been growing me is, okay, how am I going to do this? Because the devil was a liar. He wants you to live not in your means. He wants to keep you into debt. And he doesn't care if you tithe 10%. He doesn't care. So as soon as I figured out, okay, that's great. I'm supposed to be tithing 10%. How am I going to do that? So what a great place to be is in the church. And so then there's DNA classes. So I started signing up for all of them. So I signed up for DNA evangelism. That was awesome. Loved that one. So as soon as the next one started, it was gifts of the Holy Spirit. So signed up for that one. Boy, I didn't know what I was in for on that one. That was. Okay, my past churches, my past church mentality, nothing like this one. So started seeing these people with gifts and speaking in a different language and stuff. And so at the end of the class, this lady, this very nice lady, I didn't know then, but I do know now, she goes, can I pray for you? And I said, yeah, how about financing? I could use some help in financing. She goes, great. So she started praying for me, and she goes, okay, God gave me a word. He goes, God says, I'm giving you this, and you're giving him this. And it's, ooh, wow, you got that? How did you know that? You know, I thought that was a secret. You know, that was my secret, you know, that I'm giving, but I'm not giving my full 10%. So that was really hard for me. So I'm out in the car just going, okay, God, I still need help. Help me with this. How do I get out of debt? How do I do all of this? And so, of course, I wanted to go buy a lottery ticket and get out of debt really quick, but that doesn't work very well. So then I'm just praying and praying and saying, okay, if I can do this with your help, with your strength. So then, wouldn't you know, the next DNA class, and the DNA classes were done by Matt and Michaela Hubbard. So excellent, excellent messages. The next one was DNA finance. How cool was that? That's exactly what I needed. So I was one of the first ones to sign up, you know, DNA finance. and you've got to admit that you're broken and you need help. And don't feel bad that you can't give everything right away. There are certain things you got to learn first. And learning things first is get out of debt. You know, and so at the DNA finance class, Matt Hubbard was talking about his trials when he was first getting started with his businesses. You know, you got student loans. You know, you've got a lot of things to pay off, and it's not focused you in the right direction. So you're distracted so that you're not focused where you should be focused on. So I learned about Christian credit counseling, and it was amazing. So, but first I had to admit that I needed some help. One, getting out of debt. Two, living in my means. And not feeling bad about it. You know, it's like live in your means and be happy and say thank you. Every single day, you got a roof over your head. Great kids, you got food on the table. You've got everything you need, so don't feel sad that, you know, your means aren't the same as somebody else's means, but be happy with your means. So I signed up for Christian credit counseling and very happy to say paid off $40,000 in debt in 4 years. Praise God. Praise God. And I could not have done it without the DNA classes, without the encouragement, without the knowledge of what to do next. It's easy to say, tithe, do this, your life will be better. But you got to know how. And the best way to know how is to come to the DNA classes and learn what it is you need to be doing. But you got to be disciplined. You got to be obedient. And so I started tithing my 10%. And then in the middle of the recession, you know how tough it was? Everybody remember that? A lot of people were losing their jobs. So Patrick reminded me last night that I work for KB Home, and I'm the performance coach, sales trainer for the salespeople. And there were 36 of us in the entire KB Nation. I was the last one left, and I got to keep my job. Praise God. So if it's one thing that I can tell you, don't believe the devil. He's a liar. And if you focus on his house, exactly, he will build your house. So the devil also will do other things too. So while you're in this struggle, we're going through this, okay, tighten my belts, you know, gotta get all these things paid off. But with Christian credit counseling, they reduced my amount that I had to pay so that I had money to do the 10%. But he also threw one little whammy in there. So the devil decided to give us a $10,000 IRS bill that year too. So we just, you know, hunkered down. We got everything paid off. And so just want to let you know, don't believe the devil, you know. Just do things, build God's house, and he will build yours house. In Jesus' name.